the vibe of your music is amazing to me. It's very, it's calming, but not calm.
Yeah, there you go.
It's ethereal, but it's not subdued. And I think you guys have a sound, in my opinion, and I think our listeners agree, that isn't like anything that's out there right now.
Cool. We're definitely trying to, you know, when we formed Illiterate Light as a duo, we were trying to figure out what can we do that is going to be unique to us and a change up from the blues rock duos, because we love the Black Keys and we love the White Stripes, and obviously everything that we do is, you know, they kind of laid the foundation for a lot of what we do. But we've really tried to find a creative way to make a lot of noise for two guys. So Jake's standing up when he's playing drums, I'm playing bass with my feet, and we're both singing, and it's really, I think what you said is really cool. It's calming, but it's not calm. It's pretty rocking, you know, rocking music.
Yeah, and yeah, you're doing it your own way.
Yeah.
And coming up with a sound. I mean, but like you said, it's very reminiscent, but doesn't sound like everybody else, and I applaud you for that. And you guys have a definite bond. I mean, you work well together, you play off each other well, and that's because you've been friends for quite some time, right?
Yeah, totally. I love Jeff very much.
Yeah, we're buds, you know, and that's honestly what it comes down to at the end of the day for us is our friendship, and that's the foundation for all of the music that we play and the fun that we get to have. And you know, it's we have a lot of, we do the little check-ins every now and then and just kind of always make sure, hey, like, is this fun for you? Are we doing all right? Are we buddies here? Are we like, and you know, that's important. I grew up, I'll just rap about this for a minute. My uncle was the drummer for the Black Crowes.
Oh.
And so I grew up in that world, and they are so, you know, obviously as a kid I just loved and adored them. But now, you know, I also got to grow up seeing a band that was one of the greatest rock bands of all time, and they really weren't friends. You know, they didn't love each other.
Yeah, and they were brothers.
And there's two brothers, yeah, right. And so I think for Jake and I, we've learned from that and really try to make our relationship the cornerstone of our friendship, the cornerstone of
and I think
what we
do. Yeah, that's an example we all need to follow, really, and that what you said about having fun and making sure what you're doing is having fun, and
totally.
That applies to everything. And speaking of that, you both have degrees, bachelor's degrees?
We do, yeah. We both went to James Madison University in Virginia, Harrisonburg. It's actually where we still live. And yeah, I studied health science. I was going to go on to be a physician's assistant. And Jeff studied history.
Yeah, history. So Jake's a bachelor of science, I'm bachelor of arts. We kind of come together and meet in the middle. Thanks, mate.
I'm the group scientist, so I answer all the technical questions.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, whenever we have interviews about molecular biology, I always defer to Jake.
Yeah.
It happens.
Jeff keeps our calendars in sync.
Exactly, so. Yeah, history.
I think that's great. So there's a fallback.
Exactly.
But you don't need it.
Yeah.
You don't need
it.
With
I
the
hope
sound
not.
That you have, I don't think
not.
You do.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're fortunate enough to have just signed to Atlantic Records, and so hopefully it's the beginning of a really fun journey for us. We've got our first record coming out in October, and yeah, you know, I think we can always fall back on our shoddy degrees, but hopefully we can deliver some good music for people.
And pay off the student loans as well.
Exactly.
Signing with a major label helps.
It helps.
Struggle
it
is
helps.
Real. Yeah.
Okay, so in 8 days... you're going to be in Peoria, which is only 7.5 hours or so from here,
okay,
and
yeah.
On another green space in Glen Oak Park.
Right.
The Peoria Park District is turning 125 years old. It's the oldest park district in Illinois, and we have a ton of great green space in Peoria, and opening for the record company, who have already become friends with Peoria, and I think Peoria is really going to love you guys, and you've got your single... Carolina Lorelei.
That's right.
That's it. Yep.
And I'm really digging it. And who is Carolina Lorelei?
That song, you know, that's a good question. Nobody's actually, believe it or not, nobody's ever asked that. They say, where's the song come from? You know, but they haven't said, who is that? The song was written when we were in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, beautiful.
There's the Carolina part. The Lorelei, believe it or not, it's a kind of fictional, mythical, you know, female character that would sing in these great lakes, and the fishermen would go searching for her and wouldn't ever come back. They would die in the pursuit of Lorelai. I don't know how that actually made its way into the song, other than we were down there and my girlfriend at the time, she was working on this school that was kind of off the grid. And so they did a lot of manual labor and grew their own food and chopped wood and stuff for like, you know, fires and whatnot. And so that song kind of came out of this moment of you know, really of working with my hands, and Jake and I have a background in farming, and so it just connects you to the earth. You feel so grounded. And I just had this moment when we had a night off on tour and we're visiting her where we were working outside and doing some gardening and chopping wood, and she kind of came over the hill and I just saw her in all of her radiating beauty and just was blown away. And I'd obviously been in love with her prior to that, but it was just one of those moments where time stands still and you're just, your heart kind of melts and you just gush. And so that song is basically trying to unpack that little nugget of time. I think Caroline and Lorelai were just two words that somehow, sometimes you start singing and you just say whatever comes up, and that popped out. And I thought, that's kind of cool. Let's roll with that.
It is. It's beautiful and it is thought provoking. And did you say former girlfriend?
Now wife.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? Yeah. So it was meant to be.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I have a couple quick last questions. Who has the cats and likes to talk about their cats?
That would be me. I'm the cat guy. I have two wonderful kitty cats, Tit Tat and Waldo. And yes, they're perfect.
So any kids?
No kids. No kids.
You got the cats.
Yeah. I got a wife, but we're holding off on the kids for now.
Smart move.
Yeah, yeah. I think you know, we're all kind of family planning together at this point. Our whole us and our whole crew and everything. So it's got to be a coordinated effort, you know.
Your work is a team now.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I like to find out who was the first band. First concert you saw on your own, like you're not your parents taking you.
That's so funny because I saw so many Black Crowes shows growing up.
Does that count though?
No, because it was always, my dad taking me, it was my uncle's band. I went to, I saw a lot, so I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
I do remember going and seeing Third Eye Blind and Three Doors Down in 2001 or two. And I saw my first pair of live breasts at that show. And so that was pretty, pretty epic. Yeah, as an 11-year-old.
Memorable.
Yeah.
Memorable. What about you, Jeff?
I'm trying to think. The first big event that I chose to go to was, I was 15 or 16, and I went to a festival in Baltimore, actually, called Virgin Mobile Fest. And I think I went to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers as the headliner, but the first band that I saw was actually Wolf Mother there, and I kind of like, it was a pretty mind-blowing experience. Three guys and the crazy stuff they were doing, and there was only like a few hundred. It was the first band. It was like before they even had an album that anybody was listening to, and it was just like, there's like, I got to mosh with like the 20 other people that were there. I don't know. It was a good moment for me for sure.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. You're going
to
rock it out later.
We
here
can't wait
at Bonnaroo.
Honestly,
and then Peoria Bound.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll be able to get you in the studio
ahead
of the show.
Let's do it.
Some strings. We'll talk to some people
and
see what we can do. You guys, Illiterate Light, going to kill it at Bonnaroo. And then a repeat performance in Peoria on June 22nd. This is Roxy 99.9 WWCT.